From raising a family to raising almonds, there are many moments in life when having a partner makes everything easier. At Wilbur Ellis, we believe almond bloom is one of those moments. We know a strong bloom is what sets you up for a successful year. That's why when you work with us, you don't just get one partner. You get access to a team of industry-leading experts who bring you real-time answers that can boost your yield and your bottom line. We've also got innovative adjuvants like Embracea that elevate the performance and effectiveness of fungicides, insecticides, and miticides by making sure you get even coverage throughout your orchard. So don't face almond bloom without a partner. Plan for a more successful harvest by teaming up with Wilbur Ellis, because you're never alone when you have the power of we. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis representative today to see what the power of we can do for you.
Egypt.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. For the first time since 1999, the Bengals and Browns made a trade involving a player as Joe Flacco's heading to Cincinnati. He went 1-3 as the Browns starter this season before being benched for rookie Dylan Gabriel. The Bengals get Flacco in a 2026 sixth-round pick in exchange for a fifth-round pick. Flacco joins a Cincinnati team that has lost three straight games. They play in Green Bay on Sunday. The Chargers have made a move as well, trading for Ravens edge rusher Odafe Oweh, according to NFL Network insiders Ian Rappaport and Mike Garofolo. The Ravens get safety Alohi Gilman and a 2026 fifth-round pick. The Chargers get away and a future seventh-round pick. And positive news out of Detroit Lions cornerback Terrion Arnold received a second opinion on his shoulder injury and will not need surgery, according to NFL Network insiders Tom Pelissero. Arnold is expected to return later this season. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Paid for by term provider. Premiums will vary. Plans depend on age, location, and other factors. Visit BigLoot.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-1509 or biglou.com.
Do you want to power your family with fresh, nutritious local meats? I'm Susanna Luthy Taylor, host of KPRL's Free Talk California. My husband Garrett is a 6th-gen Cambria cattle rancher, and we offer grass-fed beef, both wholesale and USDA packaged. And we are proud to announce our fresh local bison is available for pre-sale now at a discount. Order now at TaylorRanch1868.com. We deliver locally. Support the food world that you want to live in at TaylorRanch1868.com.
At D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, you'll find the lowest prices on name brands like Levi 501s, $54.95, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, $31.95, and at D&J, get ready for the cooler weather with a full line of Carhartt shirts, jackets, and rain gear at some of the best prices around. And remember, gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. At D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange. For Wednesday, October 8th, 2025, I'm Kevin Will.
City of Paso Robles announces street closures for 95th Annual Pioneer Day Parade. Two killed from a fiery crash on Highway 101. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the low 70s. It's 54 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The 95th Annual Pioneer Day Parade and activities starts this Saturday, October 11th. The parade starts at 10 a.m. at the downtown Paso Robles and will start at 16th and Spring Street, ending at the City Park. In the parade, expect to see antique tractors, horse-drawn wagons, marching bands, youth groups, church groups, floats, vintage cars, fire engines, military vehicles, and more. This year's theme for the float is 95th Pioneer Playlist, where floats are encouraged to represent the theme in their float decorations with a cash prize of $500 for the best depiction. The children's pet show starts at 8 a.m. in the downtown City Park gazebo with a pet costume contest. The little cowboy and cowgirl contest start at 8:15 a.m. Following the parade will be the annual Bean Feed Whiskerino Contest, Horseshoe Pitching Contest, Antique Equipment Display, History at the Pioneer Museum, and Pioneer Day Games in the Paso Robles Event Center. The City of Paso Robles has also announced the road closures for the Pioneer Day Parade. Road closures start at 4 a.m. on Saturday and will last until 2 p.m. Residents and visitors planning to travel through the downtown area the morning of the parade are advised to anticipate detours and increased traffic. The following roads will be closed for Pioneer Day: Spring Street from 10th to 21st Street, Park and Pine Street from 11th to 16th Street, 21st, 16th, 13th, and 12th Street from Spring Street to Riverside Avenue, and 16th to 21st Street from Oak to Park Street for each one. Two killed in a crash on 101 near Arroyo Grande. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. Yesterday afternoon, a vehicle suddenly veered off Highway 101 south of Arroyo Grande at about 3 p.m. CHP says the vehicle is traveling northbound on the 101 near the trafficway off-ramp before it veered off the roadway and crashed into vegetation, sparking a fire. Two occupants were inside the vehicle as it caught flames, and the right lane of the northbound 101 was closed for emergency vehicle use. Hours later, after the fire had been extinguished, officials confirmed that the two people trapped inside the burning vehicle died. Their names are not being released, pending notification of next of kin. The Paso Robles and Templeton Chamber of Commerce invites community members and leaders to apply for their 2026 and 2027 Board of Directors. Working as chamber leadership means promoting economic vitality, empowering leaders, championing businesses, fostering engagement, and honoring the area's history. Applications are due October 21st. Applicants must have a current chamber membership in good standing and will serve a two-year term starting January 1st and going through December 31st of the following year. A summary of expectations can be found with the application. Board members must attend all board meetings as reasonably possible, maintain strict confidentiality of board meetings, promote and participate at other official chamber meetings, represent the chamber in a professional manner at all times, and perform other such duties as reasonably requested by the chair board of directors. Now here's an update from Paso Robles Capital Projects engineer Didis Esperanza, that was provided during last night's Paso Robles City Council meeting on current projects in the city.
Creston Road, of course, is just about done. We're still waiting for the signal to get turned on the week of October 21st. And then after that, it should be finished. There is still some remaining paving and striping that we need to do from Trigo to Orchard, and then that will be finished. The pickleball court at Sherwood Park is coming along well. This week, the contractor will be placing pervious concrete on that parking lot. That is part of the design for the pervious concrete, is so that it would receive stormwater runoff instead of leaving the site. So the Flamson project is just about done as well. This is their 6 push-button pedestrian flash signals that is assisting with making crossing safe for the students. We're just about done. We need to install some signs, and striping is in progress. and then that project will be completed.
That's Capital Projects engineer Ditas Esperanza. In sports, Major League Baseball for the division series. Yesterday, the Yankees beat the Blue Jays 9-6. The Mariners over the Tigers 8-4. Today, the Mariners will face the Tigers. The Cubs will go against the Brewers. The Yankees will face the Blue Jays. And the Dodgers will go against the Phillies. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. The remnants of Hurricane Priscilla heading for Southern California right now. That could mean rain as early as tomorrow night, continuing through Saturday. The National Weather Service also expecting temperatures to drop 5 to 10 degrees below normal later this week. One man dead, another under arrest after a chase, a shooting, a kidnapping, and a deadly crash in Montclair. Neighbor Katina Edwards saw the victim outside the wrecked car where first responders tried to save him.
This was had taken place right in front of my front yard, and I feel so bad that, you know, it got this far.
Police say it started when three people got into an altercation with the suspect and all four knew each other. LAPD announcing the arrests of several alleged members and associates of the Mexican Mafia in San Pedro. LA County DA Nathan Hockman.
Basically cutting off the head of the Hydra, of one of the most violent street gangs that has been terrorizing San Pedro for years.
John Gilliland, California News.
Greatness is here. All 830 of our famous footwear stores now carry Jordan brand. So it's easy to score Jordan brand footwear and accessories, from hats to backpacks to socks, for the full family at a store near you. Famous Footwear's in-store fit experts will help you find the perfect style and the perfect fit. Because every day is a chance to make it famous. Come in and shop Jordan brand footwear and accessories at your local Famous Footwear store today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile, with a message for everyone paying big wireless way too much. Please, for the love of everything good in this world, stop. With Mint, you can get premium wireless for just $15 a month. Of course, if you enjoy overpaying, no judgments, but that's weird. Okay, one judgment.
Visit mintmobile.com/radio.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Spirit of Paso Robles restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
NCI Affiliates has a convenient post office and gift shop on Linnae Road, just past the Food for Less Shopping Center. Mail letters and packages, or ask them about helping your business with things like shredding, copies, faxes, and shipping. NCI supports adults with physical and intellectual disabilities since 1979. Visit the post office and gift shop located at 496 Linnae Road in Paso Robles.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. A vexing fungal disease has spread rapidly from a few San Joaquin Valley almond orchards in 2024 to throughout the state this year, according to growers and researchers. Red leaf blotch is such an aggressive pathogen that it's a game changer, University of California Cooperative Extension plant pathologist Florent Torrias said. But we're hopeful that we can control it at satisfactory levels. In severe infections, red leaf blotch can defoliate trees and reduce yield potential if left unchecked. Several registered fungicides are effective against the fungus, which infects only almond leaves. The pathogen is so aggressive that the priority is to find tools that can keep the disease as low as possible, Taria said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company. 5255 El Camino Real Atascadero, open this morning at 10 o'clock. Clouds early today, then sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the low 70s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the upper 40s, south winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Friday, sunny skies this weekend, mostly sunny on Monday, cloudy on Tuesday with about a half inch of rain, sunny on Wednesday next week. Upper 70s Friday, mid-70s on Saturday, upper 70s Sunday, upper 60s on Monday, low 60s Tuesday, 67 a week from today. Currently it is 55 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Cajon Jewelry Company, 5255 El Camino Real Atascadero, open this morning at 10 o'clock. KPRL News Time is 8:20.
Get ready for the second annual Pioneer Games Saturday, October 11th, 3 o'clock at the Paso Robles Event Center. You'll be entertained and amazed as you watch the hay stealing, potato stabbing, women's trailer backing, as well as bale wagon race, hay hurdle, tractor race, tug of war, tractor keyhole, and lots more events. It's fun for the entire family. That's October 11th, 3 o'clock at the Paso Robles Event Center for the second annual Pioneer Games. Go to PasoRoblesPioneerDay.org.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Price increases are now in effect at the happiest place on earth, Disney, raising prices across the board. Disney officials saying the hikes reflect rising labor costs and ongoing park expansions. They also point out that cast member wages have more than doubled since 2015, while the cheapest ticket has increased only $5. And the Wall Street Journal reporting that smelling like a donut has become the latest body care craze, with personal care companies going all in on dessert-scented soaps and deodorants. Dove partnering with Crumble Cookies, while Native and Dunkin' Donuts have created offerings like vanilla sprinkle deodorants. Bath and Body Works and Milk Bar Bakery have launched birthday cake body sprays. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
If your cash is sitting in a savings account, it's at risk. Old school advice says save more, but today the strategy is broken. When inflation spikes, they print money or cut rates, your dollar shrinks. So do your savings. The solution? Own something real. Physical gold and silver. When the dollar drops, gold and silver prices rise. And with Noble Gold, owning gold is simple. Just visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and chat with a specialist. The knowledge is free. The protection is priceless. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your financial advisor before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Calco Safety has a work clothes deal for you. In the corner of the Albertsons Shopping Plaza in Paso Robles, Calco Safety will sell you the Bonanza work boots at 15% off, and then give you a long or short sleeve work shirt and a free pair of leather work gloves and throw in free safety glasses. Do the box stores do that for you? Tell your friends to shop local and get their work outfit at a huge discount. Calco Safety in the corner of the UPS store in Paso Robles.
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Coming up this afternoon, sound off 12:30 till 2. Karen will have on Gary Adam. They'll be discussing Prop 50, that is Newsom's redistricting plan. Also, reminder, NFL football coming Sunday morning beginning at 9:30, the usual triple header. It'll be the Cowboys and the Panthers and the Raiders and the Titans and the late game Lions and the Chiefs, all here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM.
Sam's Tree Service provides a board-certified master arborist and has 24-hour emergency service when you need it now. From tree pruning to tree planting, Sam's Tree Service is ready to serve. Count on the board-certified master arborist at Sam's Tree Service. Over 25 years of experience getting to the root of your problem, your reliable tree care and removal expert. Call for a free estimate or go to samstree805.com to learn more.
Greetings, everyone. Jim with Roosters Firearms here. We're continuing to receive new handguns that have made it to the state roster. Kel-Tec 9mm handguns are the newest addition, and we have two in different colors arriving any day, along with the much-awaited Walther 9mm handguns. I also want to give you a sneak preview of the newest line of hunting rifles we will be carrying. We are in the final stages of becoming a dealer for Fierce Firearms. If you're in the market for a high-grade, premium hunting rifle, check out their website. We have already sold several of their rifles, and customers' reviews are excellent. My son Tristan is spearheading the partnership with Fierce Firearms, and he will soon have more details to share with our customers, so keep your ears tuned for the next upcoming radio ad.
Hi, this is Terry. It's time to go shooting. We have ear and eye protection, bags and slings, holsters and cleaning kits, and cool shirts, because you need to look good on the range too. We have everything you need as a beginner shooter and as a competitive shooter. Everything you need is at Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. On October 5, 1882, just 6 months after the death of his brother Jesse, Frank James surrendered and was tried. The outcome of the trial could have only taken place in the 1800s. Months after a member of his own gang shot Jesse James in the back, and after committing at least 20 robberies, on October 5, 1882, Frank James, Jesse's brother, surrendered to Missouri Governor Thomas Crittenden. At the ceremonial surrender, Frank James said, "I want to hand over to you that which no living man except myself has been permitted to touch since 1861, and to say, I am your prisoner." With that, Frank James turned over his .44 Remington revolver. Frank James had entered into negotiations that determined the outcome of his surrender and trial. He had written Governor Crittenden asking for amnesty because of the hardships he had endured as an outlaw were worse than a prison sentence. He also maintained that others committed many of the crimes of which he had been accused. Governor Crittenden had replied that he would not give amnesty, but if Frank James went on trial and was convicted, he would give him a pardon. So Frank James went on trial for murdering a passenger who had been killed during a train robbery. After 7 days of witnesses and 2 days of legal arguments, Frank was acquitted. The case against him had mysteriously collapsed. Frank James returned to a normal life and spent 32 years in a variety of jobs, including 4 years with a theater company and 6 years as a doorman at a St. Louis burlesque house. His last years were spent on the Missouri homestead where he grew up, charging tourists 50 cents to view the cabin where he and Jesse were born. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.tv.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. The 95th Annual Pioneer Day Parade and Activities starts this Saturday, October 11th at 10 a.m. in downtown Paso Robles. The parade will start at 16th and Spring Street and end in the surrounding city park. Expect to see antique tractors, horse-drawn wagons, marching bands, floats, youth groups, and more. The Pioneer Day Games will follow at the Event Center, as well as contests and the bean feed in the city park. Paso Robles and Templeton Chamber of Commerce invites community members and leaders to apply for their 2026 and 2027 Board of Directors. Working as chamber leadership means promoting economic vitality, championing businesses, fostering engagement, and honoring the area's history. Applications are due October 21st, with a summary of expectations found on the application. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the low 70s, it's 56 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News. I'm CJ Papa. Former FBI Director James Comey pleads not guilty in federal court to charges he lied to a Senate panel in 2020 over the Trump-Russia investigation. National Guard troops expected to be sent to the ICE facility in Broadview, Illinois. Fox's Gary Tinney explains.
Freeing up federal agents to focus on Operation Midway Blitz, which began 1 month ago today. So far, close to 1,500 illegal aliens have been arrested as part of that operation, and we are told that ICE still has several thousand more individuals on its target list.
Maryland's Democratic Governor Wes Moore with a message of President Trump.
Stop attempting to gut health care for working families and end this shutdown now.
Another vote to end the shutdown set for today. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We ask Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for our client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m. or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
We see you sitting there, daydreaming about a place where infinite horizons mean more freedom. Well, at Chumash Casino Resort, we're giving away over $500,000 in cash and slot free play. Now put a little sunshine in your pocket. Drawings every Sunday in October. Need more details? Visit ChumashCasino.com. And hey, welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, Lindsay from K. John's Jewelry Company here. Curious about lab-grown diamonds? They were first created in the 1950s, but they didn't come to the retail jewelry market until about 15 years ago. However, the labs couldn't produce top-quality diamonds, and prices were barely less than natural stones, so it made very little sense to purchase them back then. Over the last decade, however, the technology has greatly improved and prices have dropped. As far as value, 5 years ago, lab-grown diamonds were half the price of natural diamonds. Currently, they are 90% less than the price of their natural counterpart. A common question we are asked is, will lab-grown diamonds continue to drop in value? While natural diamonds have maintained their value over the centuries, lab-grown diamonds have dropped in value in a short amount of time. Our recommendation is to be aware that prices could continue to drop and to make an informed decision. For more frequently asked questions regarding lab-grown versus natural diamonds, visit us at kjohns.com. And as always, our team of 10 amazing people are here at 5255 El Camino Real in Atascadero to answer all of your questions.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. All right, we'll have mostly sunny today and high right around 70. Clear, well, a couple of clouds, but mostly clear tonight and overnight. Lows in the upper 40s and mid-70s, clouds and sunshine mixed in on your Thursday, Friday, upper 70s, a beautiful Saturday for Pioneer Day, mid-70s, sunny. Same on Sunday, upper 60s, Monday, Tuesday, right now about a 70% chance of rain, highs in the low 60s, upper 60s, sunny on Wednesday. Today's UV index will be 6, up and down, 7.04 a.m., 6.38 p.m. We are at 56 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. You'll love the Milgard Trinsic Series windows and the doors. Gary Adam will be on today this afternoon with Karen. Sound off 12:32 till 2 to discuss Prop 50. That's Newsom's redistricting plan. Enjoy that. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Reds on Time Plumbing. Call them. They'll be there for you. 805-466-6188. On the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text that 75 number. 238-KPRL, ready to go.
Hi, this is Murray the K in the swinging soiree. Up the ladder with a ladder, brother, ladder platter. From the racks and the stacks is the best on wax. Another double goal, no lead, win, spin, sound, sandwich. From Lucy to Joy, Jimmy to Bobby, and all the kids to the Buck, the Boulevard driving. Gone, moving and grooving up the Fab 40, the number one tune on the Teen Tune Top 10. The
Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Oh, okay. Hey, that voice reminds me of Rob Reiner, the meathead, for some reason. Don't know. All right, you know, well, you can change the subject at any time. So why don't people vote? Or what excuses do they use? Well, a lot of it is just some people are that the it doesn't matter. And some people not vote as a form of protest, which people say is a political statement. Now, others would argue that if you don't vote, that you're abdicating your civic duty. And many, like myself, I think it's a civic responsibility, and that not participating is a neglect of that duty. Now, again, some argue that non-voters lose the right to complain about the government and its policies. All right, well, lowering turnout, widespread disillusionment with the system is often cited as a cause for the lower voter turnout, and some argue that excusing non-voters further enables this pattern. Now, obviously, many people and organizations have been trying to encourage people to vote, because if the system isn't working, it's not going to get better by people not working if you mistrust it. We have the power to turn it around. We've seen that in small areas. And besides, well, I don't think besides is the correct word, but people have sacrificed their lives. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin.
Hey, Daff, you sound like you're under the weather.
Not really. I just been doing a few things. Say, I got a mailer. That, you know, a no mailer, you know, in the mail. It's got Arnold Schwarzenegger's picture on it. I'm sure a lot of people got it. But anyway, it's got some writing along the top, and then down at the bottom in real little writing, it says something like vote no on 50, to where you kind of have to search before you really realize what the mailer is about. But that's one thing about the mailer. But it's a beautiful mailer. It's on real heavy paper. But I got thinking that a good idea for people to do with that would be take that mailer and take a staple gun or tacks, and anywhere you could think to put it up, you know, out in the public somewhere or out in front of your house, you know, mount it to where it's like a campaign poster.
Well, you know, okay.
If thousands of people did that with that mailer, there'd be all kinds of...
Well, Daffy, you just told me that the no is very small, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then also, there are rules and regulations about where you can put them up. You just can't go out nilly-willy and put them out on public property.
Yeah, put them someplace where it's okay to do it. But I got thinking that not just with that one that you get, but in the future, anytime you get a mailer, you know, and you agree with that mailer, get that thing mounted out in public to where people will see it. I mean, it's like a free campaign mini poster that comes in the mail.
Well,
there could be thousands of them mounted everywhere in front of your houses. Every house could have one.
Well, I can tell you something. If you're going to take the time to do that, then write, just get a nice big, you know, cardboard and put no on 50 so it's people can see it. And the other question I have, or I do have a question, is what significance do you think Arnold Schwarzenegger still carries in this state?
I guess the only significance is that he's come out, you know, against 50.
Well, that's my question.
Oh, he looks old in that picture. Holy mackerel. He got kind of a scruffy-looking beard, and holy mackerel.
He's not liked by many Republicans. He did some things, marital issues, and he's been out of the limelight or the political picture for quite a bit. I don't give a damn about Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now, others may, but, and here's another thing. How many people take the time to read mailers?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Instead of just throwing it in the mail, get that thing mounted or just lay it out someplace in a public area where people will see it laying there. A good example, just if you get it at the post office, instead of throwing it in the trash at the post office, just set it on the counter, you know, out where all the P.O. boxes are, you know, where people will notice it and see it. It could be a person that might vote no because they happen to see that, and it's got a lot of information on the back about 50, you know. But another thing, Kevin, I finally saw the light, and I'm not doing any jaywalking anymore.
Well,
I'm going down the corner and doing it safely like you suggested.
Well, but I think in California, you can't jaywalk anymore.
You can. Yeah, no, they made a law to where...
Right, that's what I meant by it. There's no such thing as jaywalking anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And if they want to do that, and if you still want to be, you know, say that's the law, you still have a 3,000-pound vehicle coming out, and if you get run over for being lazy, inconsiderate, whatever, I don't care.
Yeah. You're able to do it as long as you do it safely. So if you get hit, you did not do it safely. But I want to let you know, I'm just going out of my way to go out, go to the corners, go to the crosswalks, go to the lights.
Well,
push the button and make a, you know, at the crosswalk light and make about 10 cars have to stop.
Yep.
No, I don't do that. I guess it does happen, you know, but.
By the way, that drives me nuts with the crossing guard. We had it with the three speckled hen thing the other day. It was Friday, and I was coming back from the gym to get back to the station, and there was probably, I wasn't the lead car, but I think I was a third or fourth, and there was probably four cars behind me, so a total of seven. This crossing guard stopped everybody for one person across the street.
I know, that's ridiculous. And by the way, I saw you driving by.
Oh, okay. All right, we got to go. We got another call.
Okay.
Bye. 13 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Have you read by chance the voters' pamphlet on the yes and no vote for Proposition 50?
No.
Here's what it says on the pro section. I can't believe I put this in print. The Election Rigging Response Act approves temporary emergency congressional district maps to counter Donald Trump's scheme to rig next year's congressional election and returns California's commitment to independent, nonpartisan redistricting after the next census.
Well, that's going to mislead a lot of people, isn't it?
Well, it's obviously very blatant that they're anti-Trump and trying to rig the election to prevent him from getting any points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not even trying to hide it.
Right. Well, that's, I guess, to their credit.
Well, yeah, okay. If you want to give them credit for that, I just think it just shows what state this state is in. They want to take 9 congressional districts that are Republican and reduce it to 4. Mm-hmm. In the entire state of California, we have 4 Republican districts.
Well, again, I've asked this question. How many people realize that?
I think we have a very uninformed electorate that just goes with the talking points they hear on the news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, and we're damned for that.
Yes, we are.
Well, that's all I got to say.
Oh, okay. All right.
It pisses me off. That's all.
All righty. Well, you know the old saying about that, better off than on. Let's see here. The political mailers, it has to do with, in many cases, age. Older voters tend to read it more than younger. Chris, mailers, any kind of mailer, not even political mailer, do you bother with them?
No, not at all. If it's not a letter or a package I'm expecting, most mail just goes in the recycling bin.
Okay. All right. Not even coupons?
Okay, maybe a few coupons, but they usually end up expiring before I can use them anyway. So
yeah, I've noticed. Let's just say in certain areas on the property where there may be some coupons, you look and say December 2022,
and that's when they expired.
Yeah. They're, I don't know, usually in the vehicle, well, one of the vehicles in the at the Rattlesnake Ranch, you'll see that and go, oh, it's only 3 years old. I wonder if I didn't see the expiration date on it. Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, yes. I know you've been talking about Prop 50 quite a bit, but I'd like to bring up something that I just seen happen in Paso Robles, coming down Creston Road, approaching Riverside, and there was a police officer on the left side of me with a couple of cars in front of him, and I was on the right side, and the light at Riverside changed. Two cars went through the yellow, one car went through the red. The officer did nothing. And the reason I bring this up is in Paso Robles for the last few years, running red lights has become an everyday occurrence at every signal. And I think the police department needs to do a better job. I know we've got more officers now, but to watch a police officer see someone do that and do nothing, that's not right. That's all I have to say.
Okay. Yeah, set the example, because I know, matter of fact, when was it? Was it yesterday or the day before? It was yesterday, because when I got off the air here, I had to head south. So instead of going to the post office, I made a left on 24th to get on the highway and go south. And within that span of leaving the radio station and getting onto the 101 South, I saw four police officers' cars. They were all Paso. So, as a matter of fact, since the guy's going to bring that up, I had this last week, and I didn't have my wallet with me, so I didn't dare do anything. As most of you are aware, this ridiculous speed limit on Spring Street is 25. And I have been able to, kind of guess where Barney's going to be hanging out. There's four or five different locations that they like to hang out. So I do 25 on Spring Street. Most of the time, if there's cars behind me, they're riding my butt. And most of the time, if they're riding my butt, they get the Napomo salute from me. Well, it was last week, and Barney was tailgating me. And, at first I thought, well, maybe he's getting a close-up to see if my plate is good or, whatever. But this went on for a couple of blocks, and I didn't have my wallet with me because I was going to put up my hand. And because I thought, well, if I don't have my wallet and he pulls me over, now he can get me something for that, because I wanted to basically chew him out, saying, look, you're tailgating me. Why are you doing that? So maybe it was lucky I didn't have my wallet with me. So anyway, maybe you've experienced something like that. And for crying out loud, police officers, use your turn signals. Set the example. It's not that difficult to use. It's not that difficult to use. Okay, here, let's see. Inconvenience, this is on the text, inconvenience regarding voting. No inconvenience, just mail in the ballot. Another one, mail the ballot. Okay, well, there are difference of opinions regarding mailing in the ballot. So the excuses for not voting or being inconvenienced because of this and that. If you were listening last hour, I don't disagree with the guy about the shenanigans. But by golly, I'm not going to let them beat me, and it's your responsibility. Go out and find a way to vote. Okay, let's see here. We got a couple of minutes left on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL. And what happened in this day in history? Not started by a cow. What could that possibly be? Well, that would be the Great Chicago Fire in 1871. How about that? 3.3 square miles is destroyed, and more than 250 people were killed. And it says here, 100,000 of the 300,000 residents were left homeless. Wow. And on top of that, Chicago had been in a drought. It only received 1 inch of rain since July. Now, the story is Miss O'Leary's cow. And it was near a barn about 9 p.m. belonging to the O'Leary family. The O'Learys claimed that they were already asleep and not milking the cow, as the article claimed. City officials never determined the exact cause of the fire, but it's possible that a group of men who were gambling inside the barn knocked over a ladder. Well, if they were gambling inside the barn, I wonder what they were doing that would make the lantern fall over. Here's something. You may remember this, but think about if it was done today by the same person. 1993. Actor Ted Danson, he appeared at the Friars Club comedy, and it was a roast honoring his then-girlfriend, Whoopi Goldberg. He was wearing blackface. Goldberg said she was in on the stunt and helped write much of the material. If he did, well, maybe if he did it today, he'd get away with it. But if somebody else did it, that might be a little controversial. So anyway, that's just a little bit of what happened in today in history as we go back and see some of the things that are interesting. Mrs. O'Leary's cow, that's pretty old one and so forth and so on. And also we had, you may remember, a band leader by the name of Ozzie Nelson, him and his wife, Harriet. They were married on this day in 1935. My goodness. And also it's a date because the first broadcast of the show was heard on radio in 1944, just 9 years later, and it was on forever. Also, the Lawrence Welk, 1 and a 2, was doing well with its debut in 1956. Man, a lot of those shows stayed on for a long, long time. Okay. What else do we have here? Anne Murray, she won the Country Music Association Album of the Year. A little good news, which, by the way, I don't know if any of you heard this news regarding Dolly Parton, that she's had to cancel her concerts. And her sister, one of her sisters, because I know Stella Parsons was a country singer in the 70s, and the other sister, I forget her name, she is offers health update and is asking for fans around the country to call for prayers. And she, obviously they're not releasing what the issues are, but Dolly, she had to cancel a lot of her shows. She's has to have some procedures done, is what she said. And again, she doesn't go into details of what the issues may be. But man, Dolly, she's an American icon.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
The city of Paso Robles has released a list of street closures that will be in effect this 95th annual Pioneer Day Parade. Road closures start at 4 a.m. on Saturday and will last until 2 p.m. Spring Street from 10th to 21st Street will be closed, as well as some parts of Park, Pine, and Oak Street near the downtown area. Yesterday afternoon, a vehicle suddenly veered off Highway 101 south of Arroyo Grande at about 3 p.m., crashing into vegetation, sparking a fire, and trapping the two occupants. The occupants later died from their injuries, and their names are not being released, pending notification of next of kin. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the low 70s. It's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, sound off 12:30 till 2. It'll be Gary Adam. Him and Karen will be discussing Prop 50, that is Newsom's redistricting plan. Enjoy that. Enjoy your day. Thank you for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops of small business, and keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.